From May 3 to 9, 70 Albertans died from COVID-19 for an average of 10 deaths a day. With that, the province has once again expanded eligibility for the antiviral medication used to minimize severe symptoms from the virus. Minister of Health Jason Kopping said Wednesday that research continues to show an increased risk of hospitalization for older individuals, regardless of their vaccination status. In combination with pre-existing conditions such as asthma, COPD, diabetes, obesity and heart failure, age has shown to be a significant factor in severe outcomes. According to Kopping, the drug will now be available to people 60-plus with at least one pre-existing condition, as well as First Nations peoples 50-plus under the same criteria, all regardless of vaccination status. First Nations people 60-plus with at least two pre-existing conditions and other individuals 70-plus, also with multiple existing factors, will also be eligible for the prescription once again, regardless of vaccination status. Individuals who continue to be eligible for the treatment include any immunocompromised person, anyone living in long-term care or designated supportive living, anyone older than 18 with one or more pre-existing health conditions or pregnant, and anyone older than 55 or First Nations, Inuit or Métis people 45 and older who are unvaccinated or have one dose. The minister said more than 2,000 people in the province have been prescribed the drug thus far, with a stock of about 30,000 treatments currently available for use. There has been a downward trend in transmission and wastewater data over the last week, Kopping said, but that doesn't mean key indicators will continue to steadily decrease. The positivity rate on PCR tests over the last week averaged 20.7%, according to Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Dina Hinshaw. Hospitalizations and intensive care admissions have also gone down over the last 7 days. As of May 9, there were 1,225 people in hospital and 37 being treated in the ICU. Kopping recognized that the medical system in Alberta continues to feel strained. He said there are facilities in both Edmonton and Calgary which are operating over 100% capacity, though he could not provide details as to what percentage of those capacities could be attributed to COVID-19 patients. Emergency medical services also continue to see a high volume of calls, he said. Hinshaw said that perhaps higher levels of capacity could be attributed to the later influenza season that is emerging, given the existence of public health measures during the typical flu season. Many individuals are also returning to clinics for regular, routine care, which is also contributing to higher levels of traffic in medical facilities. Kopping said the province is working with Alberta Health Services to provide support in the hiring of more staff. An announcement on that initiative is expected in the coming days, he added.